Imagine taking a flight in a Lancaster bomber over a burning Berlin during the Second World War. Not as a trained pilot, navigator or gunner, but as a civilian. Imagine the fear and the uncertainty. How would you cope with enemy fighters trying to shoot you down as you broadcast to millions of radio listeners back home about the horrors below? For the man celebrated on the memorial in front of you, this became a way of life. Lewis John Winford Vaughan Thomas was born in Swansea in 1908, and during the Second World War he gained a reputation as one of the BBC's most distinguished war correspondents. Keep listening to hear some interviews and an extract from the Berlin broadcast that made him a household name. During his early career, Winford travelled the length and breadth of his native homeland. On the way, he cut his journalistic cloth, developed a great love for the Welsh countryside, and a zeal for the country's heritage. The memorial on the slopes of Moel Vadian is a celebration of these passions. So what did he achieve during his life? In 1937, before war broke out, Winford Vaughan Thomas travelled across Europe and witnessed firsthand the rise of the Nazis. His personal recollection of Adolf Hitler addressing thousands of followers stayed with him throughout his life, as he later recalled.
Terrified. I mean, he had them in his grip. He was a great orator. I mean, no, it sounds yelling to us, but there was this magnetic finger, and I'd never forget him standing in front of them and saying one word, Deutsche, Germans. And a guttural roar came from 100,000 people packed into the stadium. And then as they marched by, do you know the smell? That smell of dubbing. They'd all polished their belts and their jackboots. And every time a whiff of dubbing comes to me, I can see those Nazis marching past.
2 years later, the Nazis marched into Poland, and Winford was sent to the front line by the BBC to report on the horrors of war. It is this series of broadcasts that had millions of people glued to their wireless radios, turning him into a star almost overnight. As Mayor of Machynlleth, Sylvia Rowland and Councillor Michael Williams recall from their youth.
My first recollection is, as a child, obviously wasn't interested in anything like this, but hearing my mother and father tuning in and saying they were Winford Vaughan Thomas was on the radio.
His voice and the way it brought home to you the huge suffering that people were then living under and what they must have lived under when the Nazi party were in control.
The searchlights are coming nearer now all the time. There's one cone split again and then it comes together. They seem to splay out at first like the tentacles of an octopus waiting to catch you. Then they stop, they come together again. And now a flare drops right ahead. And from it a fantastic shower breaks of green light, scintillating as they fall. And here we go to drop our bombs on Berlin.
Certainly Winford Vaughan Thomas said his voice was unique. I grew up immediately after the war. We only had radio then. And once you'd heard him, you knew the next time you heard him exactly who it was that was talking. But he was able, I think, to get his message across to people at all levels. And to see him on the extremes of situations that he could come across and the fact that he could find the words to paint the right word pictures.
He called that sight from 19,000 feet above as the most beautiful, horrible sight I've ever seen. Yet his ability to find the right words to paint a vivid picture was clearly illustrated when he later described that bombing broadcast. It was like watching somebody throw jewellery on black velvet, winking rubies, sparkling diamonds, all coming up at you. His starkest reminder of man's wartime atrocities would come towards the end of the war, when he was among one of the first press correspondents to enter the Belsen concentration camp.
And Belsen was the ultimate horror. Pile of corpses, the whole thing. I've pushed it to the back of my mind. You can't dwell on it. But sometimes You pass and a smell comes and suddenly all becomes vivid again. How could the human race ever have sunk so low?
This experience affected him profoundly, and thereafter he retreated into a pointless optimism, which ultimately served him well. After the war, Winfried Vaughan Thomas commentated on many state occasions, including the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II. In 1956, he delivered the first ever outside broadcast from the summit of Snowdon, the highest of 13 peaks in Wales that Winfried proudly points to on his sculptured Welsh slate toposcope. Emyr Lewis, an avid reader of Winfried Vaughan Thomas's many books about Wales, has farmed in the area for over 30 years and shares Winfried's belief that this is indeed a fine part of Wales.
We farm next door to the memorial. It's mainly now sheep and beef, and it used to be there was quite a few farms that used to sell milk. That industry has declined in the area, and now we're all down to sheep and beef producers. Wildlife is mainly foxes and badgers. As to birds, the red kites are quite prevalent, and for the first time this year we had red kites nesting on Bacheidon farm. We're also quite lucky in that we've had choughs nesting in an old mine on the farm. It's because, you know, the area is ideally suited for feeding. They like short pasture where the sheep have been. Yes, on summer days you can't get a nicer spot, you know. You're looking across the Dovey Valley, and on a good day you can see a small part of Snowdon from there.
During the second half of his 50-year broadcasting career, he embarked on a string of journeys across Wales on foot, bike, boat and even horseback. He even wrote a number of books on this subject. These expeditions rekindled his love for the beauty and intimacy of the Welsh countryside. Some would argue that his most telling contribution, certainly for today's generation, was still to come, as one of the founding members of Harlech TV, now ITV Wales. It was during one of his broadcasts that he explained his love for the Welsh countryside.
There are moments of happiness that seem to well up inside you. I know that I'm happy on great days in mountains, on a mountain peak with enormous view behind me and the great precipice plunging before me, the sun shining, clouds puffing away in the distance. Yes, suddenly you feel, here is life, the quintessence of life, suddenly presented you a beautiful picture.
This viewpoint epitomises many of Vaughan Thomas's beliefs, and therefore it will probably come as no surprise then that Winfried became a lifelong member of CPRW, the Campaign for the Protection of Rural Wales, serving for many years as its chairman and subsequently its president. Perhaps you would like to emulate Winfried's passion for the countryside of Wales by becoming a CPRW member or making a donation to help with its work. Details can be found at www.cprw.org.uk. Although the memorial was restored by CPRW during 2009, after it suffered at the hands of the weather and more recently vandalism, the memorial was originally erected shortly after Winfried Vaughan Thomas's death at home, in Fishguard, in 1987. The assembled crowd on that day paid tribute to the man who had brought pleasure to millions with his encyclopedic knowledge of Wales and a colourful way with words. His poetic use of language was something he shared with close friend and fellow Welsh legend Dylan Thomas. The two were amongst a group of young artists and writers known collectively as the Cardoma Boys, named after a cafe they met at in Swansea, who enthusiastically discussed and argued the virtues of art and modern media. It therefore seems fitting to end with Reverend Eli Jenkins' Sunset Poem from Dylan Thomas's most famous radio play, Under Milk Wood, to close this podcast and reflect on both a fine man and viewpoint.
Every morning when I wake, dear Lord, a little prayer I make. Oh, please to keep thy lovely eye on all poor creatures born to die. And in the evening at sundown, I ask a blessing on the town. For whether we last the night or no, I'm sure is always touch and go. We are not wholly bad or good, who live our lives under milk wood. But thou, I know, wilt be the first to see our best side, not our worst. Oh, let us see another day. Bless us this holy night, I pray. And to the sun we all will bow and say goodbye, but just for now.